And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for what?
Hello. I like it. I thought that was... That Jana's thing was awesome.
Yeah, but she didn't cut me off.
She had a nice chill flow to the show. Oh, that's the thing.
Yeah, she.
You need my time to shine, Anthony.
Okay, you have it. It's all yours. We're counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What will you find if you go to that website? I also find we pose a lot of questions to people on this show, especially in the beginning.
They're generally rhetorical questions. They never allow anyone time to answer.
I know.
But then in other times I pointed this out and you always say, how you doing? And then you just keep going. It's like, offer some time for a response. But it doesn't necessarily work that well.
I actually wonder if you say how you're doing to somebody, if they actually respond. Like, how you doing? If I waited the time, if someone would respond. I feel like Gianna would.
Maybe.
Yeah. How you doing, Gianna? I know she listens to the show, so.
She's on tour right now.
Is she?
Yep.
Oh, interesting. I told her I was going to get her on the show to talk about her new album, too. Anyway, well, I digress. Earshot-online.com. Tell them what they'll find if they go to the website.
Yes, you'll find the National Campus and Community Radio Report at that fine website, so go check it out in your spare time. You'll find the entire National Top 50 there every single week, and that National Top 50 is compiled by over 30 Canadian campus community radio stations. This week, 36, submitting their top 30 most played records of the week. That becomes your top 50. There's also specialty charts, both for these separate stations and nationally, in the genres of electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly charts and some fine interviews, reviews, and much more produced by volunteers, all on this great free website, earshot-online.com. That's earshot with an exclamation mark in front. I don't know why. Just the way it is.
It's important. That's why. You can find us online a few ways too. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20. It's our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out to us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. And we will do it in the form of playing a song from your latest release and giving you an interview. Great little feature. And it's good for us too. We love to do that stuff on the program.
But we're super booked up.
We are quite busy, although we can make time.
We'll do it.
We can make time.
Definitely, in a couple of weeks, we'll have more time.
Yes, for sure, because we're in the midst of doing our Sappy Fest coverage leading up to Sappy Fest, which is at the end of July, July 31st, August 2nd, that weekend. And lots of great stuff going on. Of course, you can head on over to our Facebook page, Jeez, I get talking too fast, and then my brain goes faster than my mouth, and my mouth is already fast. And everything. So facebook.com/earshot20, and you can enter the contest to win two passes for the entire weekend to Sappy Fest. They're Brian's
passes.
You
can bring a friend, and if you don't, you could make a friend.
You could hang out with Brian. He'll be there.
Yeah.
I've offered them to sleep on your floor. I've also offered for them to hang out with you.
You'll find me at the lake.
Yeah. Where the ducks are.
No, that's the pond.
Oh.
There's a lake.
I don't know where the lake is.
Well, there's a really cool lake down the way. You can go for a swim. For some people that go, that's the only bathing they do all week.
Okay. Oh.
And.
Weird. I wanted to ask, how was your Canada Day? Because we didn't get to talk about it in the first hour, but I wanted to know how your Canada Day was, what you did and all that stuff.
Oh, it was pretty good. The last couple of weeks were pretty good. It was National Aboriginal Day, Indigenous Day, about a week or so ago, and so that was really great. And then last weekend was Canadian Multicultural Day, and I was a part of a screening for Third Space Gallery, which is a local artist-run gallery in St. John, and we had a really great film screening called Welcome to Kannada, which is a collection of works, short animations from Indigenous artists in Canada, and that was pretty cool. It was supposed to happen during the National Campus Community Radio Conference, but it ended up, unfortunately, being postponed, so that was able to happen on a great day, just a few days before Canada Day. And yeah, I went to some shows and saw some cool bands in St. John, including Whitehorse and the Sadies.
Yeah, it was great.
And some other fine acts, and otherwise enjoyed the next day as a nice relaxing day off.
Right, because it was the countdown to Canada Day on the 30th on the Tuesday, and then you got
I'm learning that that's weird. I'm learning more and more.
Not
that
a lot of people.
That's not a thing that happens. That's a St. John thing. This yeah. Canada Day countdown.
Well, having, Stephen was surprised.
Yeah, when I told our him new about program it. Director here, Mike, or not so new. He's been in the job for a couple of months now. He moved from Ontario here, and he's like, what's this Canada Day countdown thing? Like that's a weird concept. Most people do all of their festivities on the day of Canada Day, and here we do a lot of that too. But then there's this big concert basically the whole day before, from like 5 o'clock on. There's
right, bands I was
like
down
every
there
hour.
All yeah,
for like 6 or 7 hours. There's a whole bunch of really cool bands and lots of different events and fundraisers and all that kind of thing happening. And I don't know. To me, that's the way to do it, because then you get the next day off. So everyone, you know, they have a big crazy party.
And you get the party, and then you get to recoup. The coolest thing that I loved about the Canada Day countdown and being down on the boardwalk in St. John on the 30th, outside of the fact that I get that about 10,000 people showed up to celebrate my birthday, which was awesome. When Whitehorse sang "O Canada," because we do that and we do a countdown to midnight. It's almost like New Year's Eve, except for Canada Day, and it's really cool. And Whitehorse sang "O Canada," and the entire crowd sang with them. And it was so awesome to be on stage. I was shooting one of those little things that shoot confetti, and it was just so cool to hear the entire crowd sing with them. It was awesome. So
I had a really evil idea, and I'm going to make everyone sing happy birthday to you next year, because you suitably embarrassed me by making everyone sing happy birthday to me. And I'm going to make that happen.
There were a lot
You'll
of people who there,
by the time
there were a lot of people who said they were going to do that this year, and it never happened.
I'm going to make it happen. I feel like I got the connections
next year. Okay. Well, you can give it a go if you want. All right. We've got some music to get to now that we've bored you with all of what we did. I hope you had a great Canada Day too, and enjoyed some festivities wherever you are. So happy belated Canada Day to you. Of course, the program not airing in conjunction with Canada Day, but hope you had a good time. We're going to count down now the top 10. Stephen Karlik's coming up soon, and Brian's going to have the lowdown a little later on in the program. But first, we'll kick it all off with number 10. Go from there.
All right. Well, and speaking of that, the entire top 10 is Canadian this week. So some great Canadian bands coming your way. At number 10, up just one spot this week, is the latest self-titled record from Grounders. You're going to hear a track called Secret Friend. That's what you are to me, Anthony. Love Songs for Robots by Patrick Watson. Buy the record of the same name at number 9, up from number 14. And at number 8, down two spots, is Alabama Shakes, Sound and Color. Closing out this set will be the track Miss You.
I'm confused as to why you have to keep our friendship secret, but anyway, here's Grounder's Secret Friend, your number 10 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
It's a trial.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
I'm gonna miss you, and your Mickey Mouse tattoo, and you'll be leaving in your Honda Accord. Well, is it true? Thank you. just wait and see. I cannot chase you. I can't make you stay.
Miss You by Alabama Shakes. This week, their newest Sound and Color is at number 8. That's down 2 from the week before. At number 9, for number 14, Patrick Watson, the title track from the album Love Songs for Robots. And we kicked it off this hour at number 10, up one spot, the new self-titled record from Grounders. You heard Secret Friend.
Hour number 2 of the Earshot 20. We are counting down the top 10 albums now, charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out that site. Lots of great stuff for you, and I'll tell you where else you can find great stuff. It comes in the form of music news and all kinds of goodies. It's exclaim.ca. Yeah, check that website out. Lots of good stuff for you. Stephen Karlick is back on the line with us for more music news, and we'll kick off this hour and this segment of news with news for Aphex Twin, and he's bringing back his AFX project for a new release, which is sure to be music to the ears of his fans.
Yeah, well, it's been a pretty crazy time for Aphex Twin fans ever since he came back with his last release, Syro. He's been fairly prolific. He dumped his entire hard disk on a SoundCloud page for people to listen to. He released a new EP, and now he's revived his AFX alias, one of his many aliases, for a new project called Orphaned DJ Select, bracket 2006 through 2008. We, of course, haven't heard anything from Richard D. James's AFX project since his Analord series over the course of 2003 through 2005, but that's about to change with a new LP. The label notes that the new record will be available as a 12-inch vinyl, on CD, and as a digital download. If you go to exclaim.ca, you can hear a new track called Surge Phoenix Rendered 2, and you can also pre-order the album via a link there and see the track list, which has crazy titles as he is wont to do. So very cool stuff for Aphex Twin aficionados.
Love it. It sounds like it'll be a great release and something to look forward to for sure. All right, we will keep with releases. You've got news for US Girls as they're set to release a new LP and have a new video out as well.
They do. Toronto-based artist Meg Remy recently unveiled the latest video from her US Girls project. She shared a song called Damn That Valley as a teaser to the forthcoming full-length. Now details of that record have arrived. The LP is titled Half Free, and it'll come out on September 25th, courtesy of their new record label 4AD. Producer and frequent Remy collaborator Onaka Bazien's work is featured throughout the record, although she also roped in guests like Slim Twig, Ben Cook, Amanda Crist, and Tony Price. According to a press release, the album marks another impressive musical progression for the artist, delivering, quote, an honest and lyrically jarring exploration of emotions, drenched in a bath of raw beats and loops that have become the hallmark of her work. Along with the album announcement, Remy has shared a new clip for second single, Women's Work. The track tackles themes of beauty and neurosis, while the video observes, quote, our collective paralysis in the face of aging. So some very cool stuff. Some North American tour dates coming up, including dates in Ottawa, Montreal, and Vancouver. Opening slots for Yuck, Timber Tambor, and Peaches. So some very cool stuff. Keep a lookout for them on the road. In the meantime, head to exclaim.ca and stream their new video.
Looking forward to that release for sure. And we're rounding things out this week in music news with a bizarre... It's just a bizarre story. I have to admit, when I watched this video, I was entertained and confused all at once, partially because I didn't expect Shia LaBeouf to be able to rap. But anyway, now he's facing some criticism over the video, particularly with the lyrics.
Yes, Shia LaBeouf, everybody's favorite actor. Asterisk has emerged as one of the world's greatest rappers, apparently, since a video of him rapping went online and went viral. Now it appears a rap crew has come forward and claimed that LaBeouf stole their lyrics. The video, which you can see at exclaim.ca, was terribly shot on an iPhone in portrait mode, but it's clearly the same Shia LaBeouf we know and love and possibly hate. He's shirtless in it, and he's rocking a long rat tail down the side of his head, but he passionately spit some bars for a group of excited onlookers. It seemed at the time of the video's release that he'd woken up from his recent head injury as a killer freestyler. Unfortunately, that might not be the case. As the Fader points out, a rap crew called the Anomalies have accused LaBeouf of lifting his lyrics from their song Perfectionist, which was written and recorded in 1999. They called LaBeouf's lifting, quote, straight disrespect to lyricism, and better yet, they challenged LaBeouf to step into the arena for a battle match. That's a battle rap event that would maybe make headlines. Of course, this isn't the first time LaBeouf has been accused of plagiarism. In the last few years, he's ripped off people like Alec Baldwin, David Mamet, Charles Bukowski, and, in fact, Yahoo Answers, all claiming that it was part of a grand performance art project. So head on to exclaim.ca and watch the video and see for yourself, compare to the other song, and see what you think.
I mean, Yahoo Answers, really?
you can't stop LaBeouf.
Yeah, you can't stop him. And I tell you, I would pay to see that rap event as well. I think that would be pretty entertaining. All right, that does it for music news for this week. And as always, Stephen, thanks so much for joining us on the program. And I'm going to turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. You might have heard me talk about it in a previous week's show. Baltimore band Beach House have a new album coming out. It's going to be out on August 28th. And until now, they had announced that the album was coming out but hadn't released a single. Now they have. That song is called Sparks. It's got a little bit of the band's dream pop sensibilities, and it's 5 minutes long. It's really, you're going to get lost in it. It's here now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Something else. Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue featuring Jamie XX, Faith No More, Patrick Watson, Brandon Flowers, Jazz Cartier, Buffy St. Marie, and our annual festival guide for all the festivals across Canada this summer. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7. Number 6. Thank you.
it somehow to believe. Dribble sentiment and memory that I could not have, I could not keep, no, it never did belong to me. It was only ever another thing I carried. Still, it held loyalty to a feeling, to some glimpse of a love that was only ever a kind of distance.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Loyalty by The Weather Station from the record of the same name at number 6, up one spot this week. Mets with their record 2 last week, number 3 this week, number 7. You heard Nervous System. And of course, in amongst our chatting with Stephen Karlik from Exclaim, he brought you a track this week. It's the new one from the forthcoming new record from Beach House. You heard the track Sparks.
That's Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Emmon. Not like you didn't know, but you're listening to the Earshot 20, and we're into the top 10, getting right into it now. And we've got a few more tracks to bring you before we complete the hour. And of course, in between that, we'll have the lowdown as well. That's coming up in just a little bit. But first, we're going to head on over to the charts to get your number 5 and number 4.
All right, number 5, it's last week's number 2, Faith Healer. Great new record on Mint Records, Cosmic Troubles. You're going to hear a track called Universe, and we'll hear the title track from the new Crosses album, Sitting Still, at number 4. It's called Low.
Darkness
Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Low from Crosses from the album Sitting Still. Number 4, that's just the letters L and O if you're searching for it. At number 5, Dan, for number 2, Faith Healer, Cosmic Troubles. The track was Universe.
I think you, people are probably confused. They might think you're saying hello to them. Hello.
Maybe.
No, not moving on from that one too. Okay, I've had two bad jokes in the run of this show.
You are your own audience.
I am. All right, we've got three more tracks to bring you before the hour is complete, but a break from that right now, as we do every week, to give you a peek at what's debuting below the top 20 and could make their way into the top 20 as well. We call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
All right, we're jumping into it this week with 8 debuts this week below the top 20. We kick off the Lowdown at the threshold of number 50 with Calvin Love, a pop artist from Edmonton, and his new album, Super Future, just released on Arts and Crafts. One spot up at number 49 is London, Ontario alt-pop four-piece Ivory Hours. They've released their debut album entitled Morning Light. And one spot further, we find Beneath the Skin at number 48. That's the second album from Icelandic folk pop band of Monsters and Men. Multifaceted rapper Relic, aka Real McCoy's latest album, The 13th Floor, lands at number 40, and it was produced by Fresh Kills. 4 years out from Ceremonials, English indie rock band Florence and the Machine have released their third studio album, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful, and it lands at number 39. At number 32, All Signs Point to Yes is the solo EP from Tokyo Police Club's Dave Monks on Dynalone Records. Winnipeg's SC Myra are making their mark with a debut album entitled Waiting Room Baby at number 29. And this week we close out the Lowdown at number 26 with Restless Ones, the fifth full-length from Ohio indie rock band Heartless Bastards. That one goes out to you, Anthony.
That's not what I am. That's not me.
What? Oh, no. I just thought you'd like that record. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not insinuating anything.
I don't believe you. All right. We've got three more tracks before this hour is complete. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number three.
All right. It's a huge debut at number three this week. This one has been on many people's waiting lists, a record they're excited for in 2015. It comes from Mint Records. Perhaps it will find its way to number one like their last release. This is a track from Tough Age's latest. The album is called I Get the Feeling Central, and here's the track, Warm Hair.
Number two.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
I left you, but you're exactly what I like.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was a taste of Braids with the track Taste from their record Deep in the Air, sitting still again this week at number one. Several weeks in a row, lots of strong challengers, but no one has cracked the top yet. And number two, up for number five, Yukon Blonde on Blonde is their newest. You heard Confused, and we heard Warm Hair by Tough Age. Their latest on Mint Records is I Get the Feeling Central. It debuts strongly at number three.
That's Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Emmon, and that does it for another countdown, another week right here on the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in and you're wondering what the program is, we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation every week from earshot-online.com. The show is recorded and broadcast first out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And it's every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all for airing the program. You can also download the show from radioforall.net and podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around because there's a lot more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.